Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Together we mourn with the Vanderbilt community in the loss of former AD David Williams.
I've been privileged to be a part of these student athletes' lives, so I'd hope that in each of their lives there's something that they can take from that. But, I mean, the fact that 5 years from now, you don't even need to know who was sitting here as long as we're doing well. Anchor down.
Our thoughts and prayers are with his family.
Sad day in Nashville. Former Vanderbilt professor, vice chancellor, and director of athletics David Williams has passed away. Vanderbilt was set to have his retirement party tonight at 6 o'clock at the Vanderbilt Student Life Center. Former coaches, James Franklin, for example, went back and forth with him with some text messages today. He was scheduled to fly in today, was headed to the airport when he got the news. Donors of the university, friends of the athletic department, they were going to celebrate, his time at Vanderbilt tonight at 6 o'clock, just shocked by this news today. We had him on the show when he announced his retirement, and we'll play several cuts from that interview, in the next segment. But certainly our thoughts and prayers with David Williams, his family, his friends, and the entire Vanderbilt community today.
Yeah, he. If you read about David Williams from a historical standpoint, very much a trailblazer in a lot of areas, and that's, I'm sure we'll get into his history and talk about that. But I know this, you know, the people who were involved with him and the student athletes that were part of those athletic programs at Vanderbilt under him, you knew that that guy had your back. You knew he had your best interest at heart. And for somebody who's in charge of leading, you know, not just coaches and making business decisions and all those things, but you have, in this case, they have 300 something student athletes at Vanderbilt. When you have a man who sits in that chair, and you know that he believes in you and that he'll do the best thing for you and by you, and that your health and your welfare and the kind of person you are, you know, that matters to him. That's a big deal. And those were things that mattered to Dave Williams. That's what people told me, and that's what I could see, and that's what I could hear when I talked to him as well. So we were both just rocked by it. We found out as we were in the midday, 180 guys had mentioned getting news about this in a memo, and then you start reaching out to people. And
I saw the Midday 180 tweet about it, saying that there was an internal memo over at Vanderbilt. Here's their tweet. Internal memo circulating through Vanderbilt Athletic Department shares sad news that David Williams has passed away. And so immediately, you know, you start – I've texted several people over there, and unfortunately that was confirmed information just – not too long ago, honestly, about an hour ago. And the retirement party was scheduled for tonight, and the invitation reads, Chancellor Nicholas S. Zeppos and Lydia A. Holworth invite you and a guest to attend an evening of celebration in honor of David Williams II and his leadership of Vanderbilt Athletics, Friday, February 8, 2019, Student Life Center, Vanderbilt. So, shocking news. What you said is exactly everything that I've ever heard, and agree or disagree with some of the things that David Williams did at Vanderbilt or said about facilities or whatever. He always had the student athlete in mind first, and that's what drove him. Young people, affecting young people's lives. And we were talking about that yesterday. We talked with Tim Corbin about that about a week ago. Asked Tim Corbin, do you ever have a goal, was reaching the major leagues as a coach or manager ever a goal? And he said, no, because the cement's already dry then. you know, you can affect kids' lives. And you know, university officials believe in that, believe in trying to change lives and change kids into, you know, men and women. And David Williams certainly always had that in mind. He was the first African-American vice chancellor at Vanderbilt University. He was the first African-American athletics director in SEC history. Took over in charge of Vanderbilt athletics in 2003, 5 bowl games in football. And remember, they had not been to a bowl game since 1982. He took over in 2003. 4 national championships, 1 in baseball, 1 in women's tennis, 2 in bowling. He hired James Franklin, the first African-American coach at a major sport at Vanderbilt, and just the 3rd African-American football coach in the SEC. He then hired Derek Mason in 2014, making Vanderbilt the first SEC school to hire multiple African-American coaches. You can go on and on about the effect and the impact that David Williams had on not just Vanderbilt, but also the SEC and so many lives.
Well, sure. Well, this is, you know, he was going to go on and thrive, and he was going to teach law, and he was a law professor at heart, and he talked about that, and those, you know, that was something you could tell was near and dear to his heart. And he loved those students too. You know, he was a guy that he wanted the best thing for not just student athletes, but all students at Vanderbilt and everyone that he came in contact with over there. So he was going to move into that role as a law professor and continue to affect lives and to teach young people and to have that relationship with them. And, man, this just hurts because he was a guy that we knew, and, you know, we'd have him on and we'd ask him hard questions and tough questions, and he always shot straight with you, and he always, you know, he gave you real talk and real answers. And like you said, there may have been people who kind of disagreed with a business philosophy or maybe not getting in the arms race with your arenas and your stadiums and those things.
And we certainly had that discussion with him.
We had that discussion with him, and he always was such a straight shooter about it. And, you know, we talked to the Jacob Schick, who has a charity that helps soldiers, 22kill.com. You can go there and learn more. And, you know, he helps soldiers and people who are going through things and, you know, try to get their lives on the right course and to do those things. And, you know, this is a guy who was combat injured and has had an interesting life in a lot of ways. And he said, you know, the dash between your born date and your death date, that's what matters. And for David Williams, that dash in between, and unfortunately we're having to have this talk, but the dash in between for him is just rich and is full of relationships, and it's full of affecting people's lives in a positive way.
Riley LeChance, former Vanderbilt basketball player, tweeting this, RIP to David Williams. He cared about developing student athletes off the field more than anyone I've ever met. One of the most genuine and caring people on campus. Vandy in this world will not be the same without him. All kinds of messages like that streaming in. Coming up on today's show, if you would like to, number one, if you would like to share an experience that you've had with David Williams, certainly we will do that anytime. Chris Lowe will join us at 2:30. We'll get his perspective on David Williams. Mark Mariani, presented by SoldByMariani.com, will be in studio from 3 until 5 o'clock. Josh Corey, the football outreach coordinator with the Tennessee Titans, will be in at 4:30 to talk about some of the things. He's heavily involved in Special Olympics Tennessee. He'll talk about some of the things they've got going on. Emmy Award-winning reporter, you can see her on Fox Sports TN, Preds broadcast, Lindsay Rowley will join us at 5:30. All of that coming up today on 3HL. When we come back, as I mentioned, we spent some time with David Williams when he retired. His retirement officially hit 8 days ago. But when he announced, we had him on, and we kind of talked about legacy and what do you want to do next and things like that. And we'll play some of that for you when we come back. 3HL, powered by the Tennessee Lottery. 615-737-1045 is the phone number. On Twitter, at 3HL1045. HL powered by the Tennessee Lottery on 104.5 The Zone. Man, tough day. David Williams, former Vanderbilt professor, vice chancellor, director of athletics, has passed away. His retirement was official 8 days ago. He was going to enjoy a night over at Vanderbilt tonight, being honored by Vanderbilt University. Former coaches were going to be there, donors, friends of the athletic department, at the Student Life Center tonight at 6 o'clock. James Franklin was scheduled to be there. Said he was headed to the airport when he told me he was headed to the airport when he heard the news. Just tough, tough day. Tough day.
It's a tweet from Derek. A tweet from Derek Mason, Vanderbilt's football coach. He was obviously hired by David Williams. It's a great picture of them hugging after after a win, and just great smiles on their faces. He says, "I love you, DW. My family and I will miss you. You believed in me. Your wisdom and guidance forged a bond that will never be forgotten. The Williams family loved on my family as well as our football family. There will never be another hashtag Goldfather. Rip, my friend. Anchor down."
Man, said it before, we're going to say it throughout the show. Prayers up. David Williams' family and what they're dealing with right now, and his friends and the entire Vanderbilt community. Touched a lot of lives. This from Adam Sparks of Tennessee. And Williams collapsed at Pancake Pantry restaurant near Vanderbilt campus around 10:30 a.m. Owner Crosby Keltner confirmed Williams came in for breakfast. He was with family and friends, or to my knowledge, it was family and friends. They had not yet ordered, and he seemed to have some complications. The family and surrounding tables realized something wasn't right. My manager at the time called 911, as well as one of the other guests. We got him out of here pretty fast. I think the ambulance was here in 3 or 4 minutes. Williams announced his resignation on September 11, 2018, after 16 years as athletics director and vice chancellor over student affairs. He was continuing his career as a full-time tenured professor of law at Vanderbilt Law School, a position he held since 2000. Williams' last day as athletics director was January 31st, the day before Malcolm Turner stepped into that role. He leaves behind his wife, Gail, 4 children, 6 grandchildren, 1 great-grandson. Nick Zeppo said, quote, "David Williams stood tall on this campus, in this city, and in college athletics nationally as an incomparable leader, role model, and dear friend to me and so many others. We are devastated by this loss. His impact on our community is immeasurable and will be felt for generations to come. We offer our deepest condolences to Gail, his children, the entire Williams family on the immense loss." We had David Williams on the show not too long ago, talking about his time at Vanderbilt. He had resigned on September 11th. We had him on September 12th, and Williams, obviously a very humble guy. We asked him how he would want to be remembered.
I don't think it's important that anybody needs to remember me. I think the fact of the matter is, I hope that what I've been able to do is help set a platform for us to move forward here. But at the same time, I've been pleased and privileged to be a part of these student athletes' lives. So I'd hope that in each of their lives, there's something that they can take from that. But I mean, the fact that 5 years from now, you don't even need to know who was sitting here as long as we're doing well.
We asked him, at the time, you know, Vanderbilt hadn't hired a new AD, so we asked him what he would tell the person replacing him.
I said, "I'm take the job." I mean, I think the fact of the matter is, I think any athletic department at any university has to be about making its own self a priority. You can't look for other people to say where you fit in the scheme of things. You create that. And the fact of the matter is, I think if you ask many of these student athletes who are here, they will say it's a very high priority because of the things they get to do. I say all along, this is the best job, as far as I'm concerned, in America, because of who we are and what we are and what we stand for. Now, if all you want to do is win games, and that's the only thing you're thinking about, well, maybe not. But when you talk about what you want to do for student athletes, when you talk about the reason why we think these kids come here to get an education, to get to study abroad, to do an internship, to do those things, there is no place better.
David Williams, we also asked what his plans would be after retirement.
Well, the first trip I'm making, I don't think we'll have an AD by then, but as I said, I realized on Sunday in talking to one of my grandchildren who's a senior football player in high school in Michigan, that I've never seen one of his games. So a week from Friday, I'm going up to Okemos, Michigan to watch my grandson play football. Oh, so that's the first one. But the other one is in March, I'm going to Mardi Gras.
Oh. David, I'll be there. We got to hang out.
No, hey, you better not come back with me.
Well, you're going to come back with a bunch of beads.
I got some contacts there, so I'm going to be partying in Mardi Gras.
I've been twice, David. Look out, man.
Yeah.
I'm going to behave myself, though. I'm going to behave myself. You're not going to get any stories back on me.
I love that you're inferring that I didn't. But hey, for everyone listening, David Williams has always said yes when we've asked him to come on the show, and for that we thank you. It's been great working with you, and we certainly appreciate you.
Well, thank you, and thank you for all the good things you do for us and for our city, and anchor down.
David Williams passed away today. We'll visit with Chris Lowe in about 10 minutes, get his perspective on David Williams. Certainly worked with him a long time doing what Chris Lowe does for ESPN.com. We'll ask him for his thoughts and perspective on David Williams. 615-737-1045 is the number. 615-737-1045 at 3HL1045 on Twitter. Gene Smith, the Ohio State Athletics Director, retweeting the Vandy release of news of this terrible situation. Gene Smith writing, "Condolences to the Williams family. David was a giant in higher education. His impact will last forever. Thank you, David, for a great friendship." Some of you guys tweeting us, "State of Tennessee Homer, it would be a shame if everybody that attended Mr. Williams' funeral doesn't wear their Sunday best and a pair of sneakers." Todd, "Certainly time now to build a new football stadium at Vanderbilt and obviously name it after David Williams. David Williams Stadium, RIP Goldfather." 615-737-1045 at 3HL1045 on Twitter. He recently visited with Midday 180 in studio back in November, and they asked him about his accomplishments.
You know, that's kind of hard to say what's one thing. I throw in a few things. Obviously, one thing that I'll always remember is I didn't know about Perry Wallace before I came here, and I learned about the Perry Wallace story, and I learned about how Perry Wallace and the university had a not-so-good separation. And I actually had been, some students had talked to me about, how does this university honor Perry Wallace? And it just couldn't happen. Sometimes I always say, you can't always do what you want to do, but you can always do what you can do. And one of the things I had the power to do is in an athletic thing. So we retired his number. And that was the thing that started to bring him back into a relationship with the university. So it doesn't seem like big to other people, but I do think that's important. I would also say the relationships with the kids. I mean, I think back to the Saturday before we opened the season this year. I opened up that Saturday morning with a text from Jordan Matthews and his wife telling me that they had just had a baby boy. And I ended that Saturday by going to the wedding of Vince Taylor, who had played football for us. So the relationships you develop with these young people who come to your university at 17 and then they leave. I mean, as I would say, you come as a kid and you leave as an adult, really. And that you make a long-term, lasting relationship with them. And so I would say that. And the fact that I've been real proud of the fact that we've always been able to maintain very, very, very good graduation rates.
Anything you're disappointed that you weren't able to get done or that you wish you were able to leave behind that you haven't been?
Oh, yeah. You know, you never leave a job like this where you don't have things that you said, boy, if I just had another year or 2 years, I could get done. You know, I know people probably will laugh at this. I think we were relatively close, really close to actually winning the East in football. and we just couldn't get over that hump. And I think that would have been an accomplishment that no one really, really thought that could happen here. And so that would be one that I would look back on. But it's just not finishing things. I mean, there's always another thing that you could do. There's another facility that needs to be dealt with. There's another a kid that needs to graduate. I would have loved to win a championship. My sport as a kid was track. I would have loved for us to basically win something more in track. But all in all, there's really not a lot of regrets you walk away from. The kid that didn't make it, you know, the kid that you lost, whether you lose them to graduation. I mean, we had three kids that while they were student athletes for us died. Those were probably the hardest moments. You wish you could walk that back and change that. Not that it was our responsibility, but, you know, it becomes a part of your family.
Paul Feinbaum tweeting out, we mourn the loss of our friend David Williams. He was the SEC's first African-American athletic director and a great man. Rest in peace, the Goldfather. We'll be right back. Chris Lowe next on 104.5 The Zone.